the Hostile Zone, hosted by the infamous and dangerous and much lied about Eric A. Sinani. This is where public corruption, abuse of power, a waste and misuse of public dollars, and ultimately using your personal position for gaining power influence over others is met with extreme hostility. Otherwise, everyone else is welcome. Welcome to the Hostile Zone.
Welcome to the show, everybody. Wow. Much anticipated up there. Much anticipated. I am the infamous, but much loved and very, very lied about Eric A. Sinani in the flesh. Yes, I'm the man and the legend, a myth. I'm real. I'm here. And I'm here with somebody so amazing, I almost feel like she's going to steal the show from me. But I have to pitch for her. This is Miss Bianca C., one of the newest members of the entertainment world. She has a contract. I can't say the name of the producer and the record label. She has a concert and she has a record deal, right?
I do.
And you're a proud union member.
I am.
In solidarity. She is a union member of three different entertainment units.
Yes.
And she's doing a charity concert actually coming up that I'm working with because I'm a proud union member myself and I'm helping her set that up. Why is she on this my show, you're going to ask? Because she's very attractive. And I figured this way I'll pull some extra guys in. No, I mean, that counts too, but it does. But she actually wrote and is the person that sang the intro for this show. And interestingly enough, she's going to have all her our songs will be released. So you'll be able to catch her information on the show, the radio station's website, which will have their link and information for the Hostile Zone. And in there, you'll have Miss Bianca C's link. And then you can follow off on her stuff, songs and concerts and et cetera like that. So I don't know if she's going to be a permanent member of the show. How do you feel about that?
Oh, I could be popping in and out, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I think she needs to be louder. The audience might not hear you.
Depends on if you guys.
And we got multiple. We got multiple camera teams here, so we got a camera team here and a camera team up there. So I may not be looking directly at you, America, but I am. This is craziness. Being in this business, but so tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, as you can see, Bianca C is my name. That name was inspired by my birthstone.
Ooh, birthstones.
And, I'm a Pisces as well, so I figured anything that had to do with the ocean I love. So
how about them Yankees, baby? Yeah,
I feel like Aaron I'm more Judge. Of a like a half mermaid, so and I see myself like a siren, you know, a mermaid that sings. Because I'm half Pisces.
Nice.
Yeah. And nice. I've been singing all my life.
And there's going to be a bio about her with some additional stuff. So we don't want to waste airtime on a complete bio.
Absolutely. If you want to know further, you know, you just go on my bio.
You know what? Do them one favor live right now. What can you do? A quick one thing a cappella. And to prove she's great, next Monday night at 7 p.m., you could call in live and you could ask her to do something, a 5-second sing live. That's how you prove she's the best. Jennifer Hudson.
And I am telling you. I'm not going. You're the best man I ever know. There's no way I could ever go. Darling, there's no way. No, 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 no way. I'm living without you.
Damn. Damn. There you go. That's why she's on my show, people. All right. So now a little bit about the show, how this is going to work. Just like any other talk show, we are primetime. Yes. Eric A. Sinani made it to the prime time. There are at least 200. We are a syndicated talk show where we have at least 200 plus radio stations around the nation that are playing this live. And there are 34 countries that are hearing me right now as well on their radio stations with or without translation. I say that because it's prime time. So this is a big deal. And it kind of threw me into the lake and with the sharks, right? So bear with me, people. I'm going to do the best I can. I'm swimming through. I feel like I can do it. I really rely on you guys out there. I know that they told me pretty much there's between 1 and 2 million listeners and viewers on the low level, even for this show. I'm hoping to make it higher than that. Also, let me put out something. We are looking for sponsors and people for commercials. Please contact me. My contact information, Eric A. Sonati, will be available through there or Facebook or the website in here. I work with all budgets. I'm all about the community. All right. If you're a small business and you're struggling, call me. I will do everything I can. And she'll tell you, I will do everything I can to help you. All right. So I'm not here to rake you through the coals and make money. I have a lot of influence, a lot of reach to people, and I have the ability to place you anywhere on any of these shows. This is not the only show that I'm going to be running. This one is called The Hostile Zone. So let me tell you what that is. The Hostile Zone, yeah, I'm an investigative journalist and obviously an on-air personality. So I've been working on cases for years, and we're exposing corrupt politicians, people that take your tax dollars. Next time you pick up your check and you're holding your check and it says FICA, it should piss you off, because the things that I'm going to show you and we're going to expose is that FICA money went to them to do what it is that they did, that they violated your rights. Because you know what? At the end of the day, in this country, it's all about this thing right here. The United States Constitution. All right. And another thing, Lincoln's rules of conduct. We'll go over them. When callers call in, we'd be nice to people here. That's what we do. You stay nice to people. So just a quick bio about me. You'll be reading some nonsense about me on the internet that is just not true. But there's going to be tremendous information. I'm going to be interviewed by 3 major media outlets, and I'm going to be in a newspaper and a magazine spread. So you'll get to learn much more about me, not the lies that other people want to purport about me. Now, I'm going to tell you, those lies specifically will be stemming from many of the people that I'm going to expose, many of the people that I've been cooperating with other agencies and other people. So they will be removed from office, indicted, etc. I'm going to name people continuously. And I want you to call and email me if you want us to look at somebody, because we have a team of investigative people, not involving Bianca C. She's the singer. So I don't want people to be angry at her. Be angry at me if you're corrupt. If you're using your job, if you ran for elected office, or if you took a government job and you used that to help yourself, then this show is not where you want to be, because it's hostile. Here. I take that serious, people. I'm here for you. Tell me who's stealing from you. Tell me what fat cat in the government is making you go broke. You can't afford your student loans. You can't afford to go to college. But this guy or girl, mostly a guy, is sitting in an office somewhere doing nothing with himself, taking your tax dollars. And not only is he taking your tax dollars, but he's using the power of his position to give everybody else jobs and favors. I want to know who that guy is, all right? Because you remember, Sonati hears you, and you will see, I am that guy. Tell me, and I have probably, I mean, you were downstairs before. There was like 30, all right, I'm not going to lie, let's say 30. I'm going to go fair. At least 20 investigative journalist interns and investigative researchers that are on staff for this show that work for me. They work for me. And they are going to be working on all these cases, not to mention the cooperating agencies I've been involved with. Now, here's a great fun fact. I have 30 years of experience in the government and in the military and the private sector, in criminal justice, in law, community affairs. Fact, people, fact. Fact. I have 5 degrees. I'm certified in public management. I'm certified in mediation for cases. I have a law degree, a master of public administration. So, I'm not here to brag about myself. This is fact. So when we talk things about on here, I have 2 things. And you know this about me. When I tell somebody, what are the two things I say to them when I say I'm going to do something? Well, say it nice and loud for the crowd. Like,
basically,
look at the camera.
If I can't do it, I try my best. And if you guarantee that you can do it, you'll say you
exactly. Guarantee. The way I say it, she was pretty close. But I'll tell you, and anybody that knows me, hopefully so, one of my friends. I've been a college professor for 12 years. And I'm currently a law professor working with a publisher, writing law books for all the future lawyers. Mm-hmm. And I'm managing some intern projects. But my students that have taken my class will tell you, when I say, and I say, I'm pretty sure I can do that, or I can do that. When I say I can do that, it's done. When I say I'm pretty sure, I already know I can do it, but I don't want to promise that there's some little mistake. We're going to start taking live callers next week. You know what? Follow Lincoln's rules. Don't call up and try to berate me and embarrass me. All right? Call up here with legitimate, honest stuff. Call up here and voice your opinion. Next time, you might be driving home and see five police cars pulling somebody over, and you're like, this guy did nothing. We're going to talk about racial profiling. How about that? Right? Right? Racial profiling. We're going to talk about the disproportionate amount of minorities in the criminal justice system as compared to other people, which is very relevant now because the Supreme Court, for some of you that don't know, just went back and took back affirmative action. But we'll talk about that. I love the United States Constitution, very important to me, so we'll have a lot of that. That was a little bit of that. So I'm also going to be doing some other shows. I'm going to have a show because I care about kids very much. So we have partnered with, what's that?
That's so sweet.
I know, right? I'm a sensitive person, so we don't try to tell that to people. But anyway, I've partnered with a very large pediatric, oh, getting comfortable, I see.
I do, I love
that. Why not? I'm flush. a pediatric network of doctors. And we're going to have a doctor on a show with me, and it's going to be something like, and if you have an idea of what to name it, let us know. It's going to be something like Ask Your Pediatrician. This will be your chance to call in here live and ask a very credentialed pediatrician who will, no BS, no holds barred, he'll answer your question. Speaking of that, I'm going to digress for a second. I do that a lot for you ADHD, ADD people. You'll recognize, we're probably the same.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with it. That's what I'm saying. Hey, listen, we all had problems. I'll tell my life story to people. Don't feel bad. We all came from somewhere, and we all are going to go somewhere. I will help you get there.
People that are like that are more intelligent.
Right. Yes. Yes. Actually, I wasn't going to brag, but people with ADHD, look it up. Einstein had ADHD. The higher your IQ is, the more likely these things might occur, because my brain operates so fast.
You know what? Einstein was a Pisces.
I think we may have to go for a commercial break. So we are. Do not go anywhere. I promise you, Big Brother's watching. I'm not your big brother, but somebody is. We'll see you after these messages. Pause. All right. Give me the timer. I feel fucking good, man.
Have it?
No, leave it. I'm going to jump back on about the 14 minute mark. Okay. Make sure I don't get any stuff on my face. Now, you people up there, you are special members, so you're having private access. So stand up and say hi to them. Get around the camera crew. You guys are seeing everything straight through. You're seeing everything straight through. So we're here. You're seeing the behind the scenes. You're also going to be here for makeup and other things as we move through. But that's not going to be the live. Are they saying my makeup's good? Yeah. Yes, I'm wearing makeup. I'm sorry. Let's see where we are on commercial break. All right, 30 seconds down on commercial. My premium members and people that are having access to this, we'll be having nice emails and conversations too. I'm going to do Zoom stuff. You also get some stuff with Bianca C. That's with your premium membership, which I'm going to mention that in about 2 seconds. And on pause, we're back. Are you still here? Because I'm here. All right, welcome back to, where are we at?
The Hostile Zone.
See, that's not so hostile. The Hostile Zone. All right, so welcome back. I was talking about a couple things, but I also want to mention something exciting. This radio show is going to be, it's syndicated everywhere, but we will be a television show or whatever, if you will. I don't really know how it's going to be. So it'll be a show and a radio option. So moving forward, just know that. And also know, and again, everybody, if you see me on different cameras, it's very hard. There's multiple cameras. I also want to put out there that we have that. And I was going to say something. Here's the ADHD kicking in. Just the multiple shows. It's going to come to me. We got multiple shows that I'm going to be involved in. Like I said, one of them is going to be something like Ask the Pediatrician. And if you have a great title for the show, give me a call. Send me an email. Let me know. Got to throw a pitch out there. There is a travel agency out there to all my viewers everywhere. There is a travel agency that really, really, and you've done a few things with them without the show. You want to say about your like love experience or like they're a boutique, right? But she's a girl.
It's a boutique.
You want to tell them why it's boutique, and then I'll tell them the name and everything.
Well, it's a growing business, and it basically whatever travels you want to make. You know, I know it's hard.
But what's the boutique about it? Like the door-to-door service and all that stuff.
It is door-to-door service.
The champagne and all that.
Very nice, and we could arrange everything, top of the line stuff.
Cool.
Because usually, like if you go on the internet yourself, it's kind of complicated, and sometimes you get ripped.
Yes, you don't want to be.
So,
listen.
Here's the thing.
You know the deal. You know a guy. Well, all of you people, you know a guy now. I invested in this company, so of course I'm throwing it out there. Mm-hmm. The name of it is Come Fly With Me Travel. That's right. Come Fly With Me. Come fly with me. Right here. Let's hear it. Say it now. Yeah, give me one.
That's inspiration.
Sing it. Come
fly with me. Come fly. Let's fly away.
That's right. So you know a guy. Come Fly With Me Travel, boutique travel. You'll see information on the show website. I believe there's a Facebook up already and phone number and et cetera. Not only will they, and I'm actually the owner of it or the president board people. So I'm not personally going to make your travel. Probably not. But one of my staff are, we have everything in place and, you're going to get with Come Fly With Me Travel Boutique. You're going to get VIP white glove service.
Oh, I love VIP.
She needed to travel to Vegas for filming and they picked her up at the door, provided breakfast with champagne, mimosa? No, was it that or that other thing?
The Don peach thing.
It's the, well, yeah. Oh, course, don't tell them that because they're all going to want Don Perignon. It was a Bellini.
Like the Bellini.
She wanted a Bellini. It was a mimosa, but whatever. But they picked her up. This is what we do. We do what you need. When you call, you actually get somebody that knows a person and knows a guy somewhere. So this is not your standard travel program. When you call and you need a favor, you have a family member that dies and you can't get on a plane, we will put you on a plane. Okay. We will drive you if you can't get to the airport. We'll handle whatever needs to be done. It'll happen. We will also have access to all shows in Atlantic City, Vegas, New York. And if there's a show that's not listed with us, you tell us what show you want to go to. Or what sporting event you want to go to, maybe a Yankee game, I don't know. What it is you want to go, we will take care of it for you. We can just get you the ticket, get you in, get you where you want to be. We can make it an experience for you and your family. And which is also, I want to throw out there, and I was told the first show was all about a little bit of getting to know each other. And then I'm going to give you more of the structure of the show of how it's going to go. So it's not all going to be talking about this. But you have to know a little bit of everything now as the pilot. So please, when you're watching us live now, understand, just like the personalities, like the looks, like what we want to do. You'll start seeing as we progress further what the real structure of the show is. But right now you need to learn about what we're doing before we can get into the nitty gritty of it. But Come Fly With Me, Travel Team will. They're licensed in all 50 states, insured, licensed and insured, certified and members of all the trade associations. And we do travel for many entertainers. So and we do VIP confidential travel. And we also do work with the labor unions. So we get people in and out of labor unions. So if you belong to a labor union, check the Union Plus or talk to your local president or your local labor, or just call the show. Call me or come flout me. All union members will get special deals through here. You're not going to get it anywhere else. This is going to be, you know what? I'm just going to say it. I will beat anybody's price. And if that means I got to pay for it and send it to you to do it, I'll do it. There you go. All right? There you go. We're going to be the best number anywhere. And if it's not, I'm going to give it to you. Also, all my viewers and listeners, we will be giving out trips and tickets and all kinds of craziness. Oh, so
we're going to be giving out all sorts of good.
Yes,
huh?
Yes. And actually, Miss Bianca here has a 12 concert contract.
Yeah.
Plus, she just got tapped to do community concerts. So that's going to be a whole bunch. So
I
we
like
will
to
have
give a little bit of my time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She doesn't get paid for that, but the union sponsors it, and she's going to provide inner city people in Philadelphia. And it's going to be at like night, kind of like what Jennifer Lopez did in the Bronx, where she let everybody come for free. So everybody got a chance. It's going to be the same thing. She'll be doing that. So you won't need me to give you a free ticket because she'll already be free. But her other concerts, I have some tickets for you. Other entertainers, I'll have tickets. And you know what? Honestly, this is who I am. All right. This is me. You call the show, you send an email and tell me there's something you want to do, and we'll try to find a way to happen. All right. You know a guy now, okay? You know a guy. That's the bottom line. Everybody wants to know a guy. And for my haters out there, I know you. And remember that, all right? I know you. And here's another thing. I'm going to throw it out there. It's the first show. You want to know who I am? I never, ever, ever forget my friends. I never, ever, ever, ever forget somebody that did me a solid, that stood up for me, got my back, did a favor for me, protected my wife, my family, my mom, my father, my best friend, anybody. I never forget you. And you people out there, I hope to start commenting, because you'll know former students of mine that got great jobs. Oh, no matter what, they know I stand behind you. Now there's a flip side. I never, ever forget the people that went out of their way to hurt me or hurt my family or hurt my friends. I don't forget. What do they say? Are you threatening me? No, I'm making a promise that I don't forget. Okay, so that's it. That's a little piece about that. So yeah, I will be doing shows, there are other shows. So we're gonna have the doctor's show. We also have something very interesting. I don't like to go down the religious route too much, but we're gonna have a chaplain's corner. And the chaplain is going to be taking calls about the same stuff that we talk on this show, you know, corruption, current events, you know, legislation, the Supreme Court. I want to get real local stuff too, but we're going to talk about that. And then the chaplain is going to give you maybe the biblical or religious view of the issue. I try to stay fair and balanced and in the center. I really do. I'm going to have Democrats on the show to talk, and I'm not going to beat them up. I will not do that. So any Democrat that's watching this, I invite you on the show if you're running for office. Governor Newsom, you're more than welcome on the show. Kristi Noem, you're welcome on the show. DeSantis, you're welcome on the show. Mr. President Donald Trump, you are welcome on the show. I will let you come on here. I will not heckle you. I will not do anything. I will ask regular questions with you. And you can say what it is you want to say without people interrupting you. And that goes for everybody else. That goes, if the whole Clinton fiasco was still in play, I would invite Madam Secretary Hillary Clinton on. And I would give her the same time frame of the show that I would give Mr. Trump or anybody else. I'm not here to sandbag you. I'm not that guy. I'm not going to sandbag stupid questions. I don't like stupid people that do that. I don't think there's anything gained by that. I think our country is hurting in the fact that so many people are making it like it's a reality TV show running for office. Why are journalists, and I'm a journalist now, I'm a media person, why are my fellow journalists becoming advocates and people that, no, you're here to talk about what's important. And at the end of the day, don't we all love our country?
I mean, you're here to talk about the truth.
The truth, but you also love your country, you know? Like,
you don't know what to believe in.
Don't beat up your country. So I wanted to put that pledge. I wanted to put that pledge out there. I will let anybody come on here and speak your piece. What I won't do is let you lie. I will not let you lie. I will not let you try to equivocate why you've done the things you've done, that you abuse your position and other people are hurt. But I'm not going to ask you those questions. So it's kind of like a lawyer. I'm not going to ask you anything that is going to put me in a bad spot, that I have to ask you something that you don't want to talk about. So that's my offer. Please call me. I already got like 3 or 4 emails today for some good name people that want to come on the show. Again, the show is going to run a couple times during the week, and there's going to be some other shows. So please reach out to us. All calls are confidential. You'll get me. So if you decide to talk about the show but not go on the show, no one's going to. Okay. I don't sandbag. I will not sandbag you. I promise you that. We're also going to have another show. Again, people, help me out for names of these shows. I'm thinking we're going to have a show called Let's Talk Legal. And it's not going to be an attorney or lawyer service. You're not getting legal advice, okay? You will be not getting official legal advice. You will not be getting legal advice to all my people on all the different bar association, the State Bar Association, Unauthorized Practice of Law Committees. Nobody's going to be practicing law, all right? I'm a professor and an academic. I can discuss the Constitution. I can discuss statutes. I have a Master of Public Administration. I'm a certified public manager. We can talk. Let's talk law. I'm just not going to provide specific advice for your specific thing that you will take to go to court, because I will not be unauthorized practicing of law, since this is going to so many states. I do have the education to have this conversation with you. I have the academic background to have a conversation about law, the Constitution, Supreme Court cases, and all that. And I think it'll be a great show. And I'm going to get some speakers on to that show, some judges, jurists, all kinds of stuff. So there's going to be so much stuff up, being told we need a commercial break, because I love to talk. People that don't like me, I'm like, yep, yep, yep. But hey, my mouth got me here. Where are you? All right, we're going on break. Don't go anywhere. Pause.
Use your voice, the nobody hears you. Use your voice, let it be heard. Use your voice, the nobody hears you. Use your voice.
I am Eric A. Sinati. You've never heard of me. Or yes, you have. You're questioning, have you? You're thinking about it. Either way, you will know me now. 6 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Eastern. Do not be anywhere else. Be seated in your car, in your office, on your couch. I don't care what you're doing. Put the remote down. Put the hands-free away. Listen to the radio. You're listening to me, the Hostile Zone, where we pull back the curtain and expose and hold no punches on people that use their position and use your money for no good.
Use your voice, the nobody hears you. Use your voice, let it be heard. Use your voice, the nobody hears you. Use your voice.
And we're back. Thank you for sitting around. Wait a minute. I think we lost somebody. I'll find your phone number. I'll call you and make sure you get on there. But anyway, you should be in your car. And if you're in your car, make sure you got your hands on the wheel. And they changed it. Here goes my aunt, Sean, a little older. It's not 10-2 apparently anymore. It's 9-3. I don't know. Use a hands-free device, please. Seriously, don't text and drive. All right. So we are back. Oh, we ran a commercial. I don't know what it was. Again, there's tons of ad space, people. Tons of ad space. You come through me. Also, I'm going to put it out on the show. We are hiring. The show is hiring people. I do all the hiring. So please send an email or call or something in the show. We have some remote positions around the country, but we are looking for people in the East Coast. Let's say locations between South Carolina and New York. All right. But I want to name specific locations of where filming and shooting will be. Also, here's a good thing. It can get you the accreditation you need to get into a labor union. And anybody that's been trying to get a labor book and get a union book, you know a guy. The show is a union show. So we're dealing with the labor unions. So it, we have some excellent benefits for people.
What kind of benefits?
All right, wonderful. But let me answer this one, finish one more statement. But that was a great question. Yeah. That includes jobs, and I also have an internship program. There is no time to apply. Apply at any time. It's based on the skill that you have and what we need. You can get anywhere from 3 to 12 credits approved from a state university from which I teach, and which point you can transfer that back to your school. And my interns will also be getting union credits and then the benefits. Union members have some of the best stuff. Like it's just like a government job. You have a pension. You have medical benefits. You have discounts on everything. You get a lawyer. You get a lawyer for free for a certain amount of time every day. There are some major benefits that you get. So yes, I'm going to be posting these jobs and internships, but please reach out to me. I have my remote stuff. We are going to be out in Vegas. We are going to be in LA, going to be in Texas. We are moving around. We are collaborating with other people. I can't say. We're collaborating with some other people. We'll be in New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania a lot. But right now for our regular interns and positions, I would be looking for people on the East Coast. And a couple of the positions, I need direct people in my circle. So think about that. If this is a career you want, if this is somewhere you want to go with yourself, I have other shows that are coming on the network. So you can get some airtime, people. I'm very fair. Anybody that took any of my classes, I'll tell you. I will help you.
Speaking of the union benefits.
Yeah. What about them? Which benefit? I just said. You're a union member. Tell them what you love about it. Oh, your payroll. If you're an entertainer like us, I'm a journalist, whatever, our source of income, like she sings, not just for her label, but she sings at different venues. She sang on some theater stages and stuff. Mm-hmm. They paid separately. So she's not allowed by law to pay her pension directly because that's against the law. If anybody knows about Jimmy Hoffa, we could talk about that. Shout out to some of my other people that we know about stuff. So the law says the union pays into your union pension. So she signs up for the payroll service as a member of the union. So every job she does goes through the union contract, and they pay the union, and the union pays her on a payroll, and they deduct, doesn't matter.
No, I was like getting a whiff of your coat.
My cologne.
Yeah, it's all good.
What am I wearing today? Tom Ford. Tom Ford. There you go. You got a free pitch. All right. So here's the thing. Tell them why you sit back. Because every time you see me, you're talking about my cologne. Everybody does. So
I do.
It's
your thing.
Yeah, it's my thing. I don't have a signature scent. And I do something great, ladies and gentlemen, and ask me about it. It's called layering. Well, call my callers next week. You can ask. I have probably, 300-400 bottles of cologne?
Maybe. Yeah.
Everybody says yeah because they always smell me. But thanks for interrupting me with my ADHD. I forgot where I was. I was talking about pension, union pension. So yes, the union handles will do payroll for you, and they will also take out your taxes. Mm-hmm. So at the end of the year, Uncle Sam, who wants to take your money so they can go build a better position for them, so they can do something for their family and friends, you need to pay them. So when entertainers, singers, and people, they get paid. Even a person that sings weddings all year. They owe money at the end of the year, but they never took out for it. The union provides that for you. Mm-hmm. Wonderful benefits. And they take that and they take a percent and put into the pension. So that's enough about that. I want people to give me some advice on what you want to hear and see. What I'm going to do something very stupid. I know you're going to tell me it's stupid, but I'm going to do it. And I'm sure, he's already looking at me over there knowing I'm going to say some stupid stuff. The Facebook and stuff and Instagram and I guess Twitter, whatever. I'm going to allow on the show's Facebook page comments without needing approval first. I know, right? Because I want an open dialogue. I'm trying not to censor anybody. I'm trying not to suppress anybody's voice because Sonati hears you. I really do hear you. But I'm not going to suppress your voice. So that means I'm going to let you post what you want. If it's inappropriate and you use foul language, you're disrespectful, you make accusations to me that aren't true, you post links and stuff on there that are inappropriate, of a sexual nature, of a racist nature, of anything, if you post anything that's not of any value for intellect or artistic purposes or a real question, it's going to be deleted and you'll begin one shot and you won't be on there again. All right. A lot of people don't allow comments on the on their pages, or they have them screened. I want to truly be transparent. I want to be transparent. Word of the day, transparent. I want you to know what's going on. That's why we have other camera crews from my other people to see the behind the scenes, which I need to say that now. I forgot. Again, this first show is a pilot. It's letting you know about everything. We have, just like a lot of other talk shows, we have a premium membership section. What this entails is, I believe it's very, very cost effective. I want to say it's 99 cents a month, 99 cents a month. And it's great. 99 cents a month. You subscribe through the network, which will be a link on the page. And that gets you the behind the scenes videos. It gets you, to see Miss Bianca in the getting makeup in studio conversations.
She loves to get pampered.
Yep, she does. Yeah, her Dom Perignon, apparently. We've got the bill for that. You know, me in the background, you'll see me talking with my interns, my investigative reporters, because there's a ton of them. They're everywhere. My producer, you'll see all that. Unedited. You'll also, that one, well, they'll hear some foul language because, you know, I sound very great now, but I love to throw some words. I'm from North Jersey. You know what I'm saying? That's all I got to say. So if you're a member for 99 cents, you truly know a guy and a beautiful woman. Look at it. It's worth the investment, because also I'm going to do a lot of great things. I'm going to offer up, we have Come Fly With Me Travel Boutique. My regular listeners will have opportunities too, but my premium members will be getting a lot of giveaways. There'll be trips, there'll be shows, and all kinds of things, especially when you're helping to support the show by sharing sharing Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that. You're leaving comments. I'm going to do a lot of giveaways. I'm going to also, and I really mean this, look around. I will, and I can't do it all because I know it's going to bombard at me, but I will personally be the one to answer some of your comments. Not somebody doing it for me. I will actually read them. This I can tell you, I will guarantee I will read them all. And I will respond to some of them. And then some will be other people responding, but it may be directly me. You may get an inbox from me and it'll be an email. If you get an Eric at email, it's not somebody else. It's me. No one's going to be running a pseudo name under Eric. So if you get an Eric at thehostilezone.com or at the radios page or Facebook, it will be from me. It will be from me. So I'll be talking to you. So, because I want to keep it transparent. I really care about you. I do. So if you need assistance, call me. Literally reach out to me. If you are suffering in silence somewhere in my viewer world and listener world, if you're suffering in silence, you feel that the government is having too much overreach, they're taking advantage of you. Are you being bullied, right? If you're being bullied, we got the time.
No, calls.
She's got me. Yes, you'll be able to call in on here too live, and you'll be live and put through, but you don't need to go on air. I'm literally offering myself to you. That if you have a problem and you're not knowing where to turn, you can call or reach out to the show and you'll directly get me. And I will talk with you and I'll get you a referral to the help that you need, whether it be anything. And that will never, ever, ever be made public. I'm not like other people and other places. I'm not like medical institutions such as Novant that release HIPAA information and that. I'm not law enforcement agencies that think they know what they are and they give out people's information. Don't fear the police. So we're going to get heated on some of these people. So you can call and email, and I promise you on this book right here, and there's a Bible over here somewhere. And there it is. I want to prove it from my people back there. That's my opinion, people. But I have multiple Bibles here. But I just want to show you, this is a military version. I'm not a running around preacher, but I have the Constitution and a Bible. I'm not going to lie to you. So when I said, I have a Bible and I'm going to call you, I will respond to you. I will respond to you and I will do whatever I can. I will reach out to my network. We'll find you an attorney or whatever it is that you need. Mental health, we will call. And I promise. I can't say it enough. I promise. If you call for that help because you're afraid, you're in fear, you don't know where else to turn, reach out to me. All right. No one else is going to know about it. No one. Except for the person that I send you off to or whatever group it is. I promise. I want to do that. This is the purpose of the show.
Use your voice. Somebody hears you. Use your voice. Let it be heard. Use your voice, somebody hears you. Use your voice,
somebody hears you. This is Eric A. Sinati. You're asking who this guy is? Eric A. Sinati is the guy you're going to be listening to at 6 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Eastern on this station and this station only. This is where you're going to be in the hostile zone, where I'm going to pull back the curtain and expose public abuse of public dollars and people who, yes, use their position for personal gain and use their position to hold you down to expound their life. We're going to pull it back. We're going to show you who they are, and we're going to call them out in the hostile zone. See you there. 6 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Monday. You do not want to miss it.
Use your voice. Somebody hears you. Use your voice. Let it be heard. Use your voice. Somebody hears you. Use your voice.
Now, moving forward, the crux of the show. I'm going to give you an idea of the show now. I think we talked a little enough about me. And next week, we're going to take callers. 6 p.m. Central Time, 7 p.m. Prime Time Eastern. You'll be able to call in. There'll be an 800 number. You call right in, and the producer will pass the calls right into me. So keep that in mind next week. This week, it's not available because we're doing intros. So the crux of the show, all right, we're going to have segments like most shows. And obviously, we're going to talk about things that people call in about. But we've been working on a lot of investigative journalism for quite some time, researching. I'm in the process of putting a book out about certain individuals. So there is a case in Brunswick County, North Carolina. Okay, Brunswick County, North Carolina. There was a gentleman by the name of John Ingram V. That would be a V, a Roman numeral at the end of his name. He is the ex-sheriff. Because I won't say former, because that's when you leave in dignity. He left in disgrace. He's not telling you this, what he did. There's a story. There's a lot of things with this guy. All right? There's a lot. And our investigative journalists have droves of paper, video and audio of him, his cronies, and a lot of other people. But he's just the one we're going to mention today because I want to bring up him today, okay? There's a family the last name is Bendo. Terrence Bendo went by the name of Duke Bendo. It really bothers me, this case. Let me tell you what the crux of this case, because there's a lot to talk about, so we're going to talk about it again. But I want you to look it up. Brunswick County Sheriff's Office. Back in 2022 or something like that, close. I don't have it in front of me because we're not prepared to be making the case today in discussions. But I want to say about them. But I can tell you when the sheriff's his career ended, that light went off in the corner of his eye, came over. I'll tell you that. I know that date. But the sheriff's office, I guess, and I don't want to speculate because there is current investigations going on and there's current litigation going on. So I'm just giving you an investigative journalistic opinion and fact of what's going on. And you feel free to call in next week. The Bendo family, I'll be reaching out to you. I would like you to come onto the show. And I will give you full rein to tell what happened to your poor son and your family. They know who I am. We've communicated with some of their people. They know what my team of 20 or more investigative journalists. We have professional researchers and retired law enforcement on our team who have been conducting investigations into some of these people since 2019. Just so you know, actually 2019, we began some of these books, and then cooperating agencies who are still involved, so we can't name them. There's a lot of people involved. So there's publications come out. But the Bendo case, let me give you the quick crux. Ex-Sheriff John Ingram V had to leave office. He claimed to have retired in March to leave in April. He claimed that it was retirement. I don't know anybody that applies for a job and retires 6 months later, but this man ran for re-election unopposed. Yes, unopposed. Why? Why? Don't we have, you know, checks and balances? We have more than one. Nobody runs against these people. Anyway, ran unopposed, was re-elected. Well, he never runs unopposed because I sign my name as a write-in for everything every year. So my name is always somewhere because I will not vote. I will put my name as a write-in. Just so you know, that's something you should do, people. If you can't, you don't know who to vote for, put in Mickey Mouse or your own self. Just don't give up the right to vote. Anyway, right? How many times I put Mickey Mouse or Derek Jeter, actually. Derek Jeter, great job. Awesome. Love the Yankees. Derek Jeter, you've actually got votes in many, many elections and didn't know. Anyway, so this ex-sheriff, and there's some quotes on there, and there's going to be some more information. This poor kid, they lied about his involvement in drugs. They basically threatened him in the courthouse. They threatened him in the courthouse, and he feared the threat of the sheriff's office so bad that he called for somebody to meet him at the sheriff's at the courthouse so he could be followed by home by somebody else. And this is still pending stuff, so I don't want to get too much detail, but I'm telling you, this really bothers me. This is like so important that this is happening in our community. They chastise people.
That's so messed up.
And then this kid, he actually ended up dying on the way home. He died on the way home in a car accident. I didn't see it. I did see video. I did get to see video. Yes, I did. I heard audio. I have seen that. My people have that, but I'm not putting it out. I've seen it and heard it. I guess there was some interaction with a sheriff's vehicle or some other law enforcement vehicle that was involved in this that caused his vehicle to crash and die. Some drugs and stuff. Look the case up. I'm going to leave the link. That's all I'm going to say. And hopefully we'll have the family on here next year. The bottom line is then this sheriff decided it was time to retire. A week after the family finally got a federal lawsuit for civil rights violations and it was accepted by the courts. So they actually are looking into it. There's actually an investigation criminally into the actions. And then that's when he decided he wanted to spend time with my family. No, he didn't. He ran for re-election 6 months before. He took campaign donations, and he still has a campaign account with money in it. I want to know where that money's going to go. But he retired a week after these charges were filed and approved into the courts. That's all I'm going to say. He's no longer in office. Bye-bye, Ingram. Bye-bye, Ingram. You know, I don't like to beat up anybody's family, so I'm not going to say anything about things that his family has done. That they've broken laws and whatever, but I am going to say that this situation with this particular family is a disgrace, and he's gone, and there's also the district attorney are elected here in this location, so John David, district attorney John David runs as a Republican. However, from what I understand, and I think I see online, and I've spoken to a few people, the Republicans are pulling the Republican name from him, I believe. They don't want him to run for election, another election, or to even stay in as a Republican. They're trying to do that. They've been filing injunctions back and forth. And there's a mega call for him to resign because there needs to be a more thorough investigation. And because of the statute in North Carolina, the district attorney has a lot of power. So another agency can't come in and investigate this case, even though the sheriff is now have been obviously they got enough cause to file a case on him and there's a suit going in, whatever. John David, District Attorney John David, was heavily involved in this case. You'll see the links on our site of what's going on, and hopefully the family will come on and their attorney and other people will come on, and I will let them tell you everything. There's calls for John David to resign. This guy will not resign. So the statute doesn't allow anybody to come in and conduct a thorough investigation. They could have forced Ingram, but he left before anything got worse. So this is an interesting set of circumstances. More interesting is John David has a twin brother named Ben David, who runs as a Democrat in the next town over, which is another county for district attorney. Blows my mind. Judges are elected. Blows my mind. District attorneys are elected. Blows my mind. Shout out to Judge Jeanine in Fox News. She's one of the finest legal minds out there. And such a champion for women and children when she was in the district attorney's office and a judge, et cetera. Shout out to somebody that I learned so much from, Professor Dershowitz Allen. Thank you for a lot of things you've done. And thank you for your continued communication. And thank you for your candid advice. I still have a note you wrote for me years ago. I'm going to bring it out on the show. So anyway, that's going to be basically where we're going. So we're going to hit stories like that, like this one, the Ben Doe story. And there's more. There's so much more. But I mean, I only have a certain amount of time. But this is what we're going to do. We are pulling back the curtain. Okay? Well, help me pull the curtain. Pull back the curtain. And we're going to expose the people that are taking your tax dollars and making it for them. Right? I mean, they live lavish lifestyles. How about people that use their position so they can get better? Now, here it is. I'm from Jersey. Everybody knows a guy. Everybody's got a hookup, we called it. A connection, right? Okay. But that's not abusive, you know? You know a guy, it's like if you work in Macy's, you get a 30% discount. That's what you get. You know a guy. You know Macy's. You know your boss. So knowing a guy and getting a favor or getting a little faster online access or something, but nothing illegal. I'm talking about, help me pull the curtain. Pull back the curtain on you. Shame on you if you're stealing public money. Shame on you if nobody's running against you and you're running for re-election over and over and over again and no one challenges you because they're afraid, because you're a bully. No one's afraid of you. They're afraid of you to run against you. Shame. Now, one last piece on this Ingram, the fourth guy. He's not even a Republican. There it is. He was a Democrat. And you know what he was? He was a body snatcher. I know you're like, wow, I'm just keeping it real. His job, he did really well in life. He got to the point of being the guy to go pull out old grandma out of your house when she died and bring her to the morgue. And then there was an issue with the current sheriff. I don't know. I got nothing to say. He passed away. That's it. Before I knew anything about this place, and I don't want to know anything about that one. All I know is the sheriff passed away, and this Ingram the fifth. I would love to meet all the other four. If they're as high quality as him, then God, we're in trouble. And if there's a sixth, oh my God, everybody should move. So anyway, this guy was a Democrat. And then he decided he wanted to be a Republican, because the Republicans needed somebody to be sheriff. And he was just put in as sheriff. Here you go. Here's the job. And the Democrats were like, where'd you go? They left him. Where'd he go? That's from anybody call it out. Sometimes I'll do some movie stuff. That's from Tom Cruise, Top Gun. And that guy's like, where'd he go? When they got lost with the fighter planes, look it up. Call me out on that if you want when you call in next week. But anyway, he was a Democrat and he turncoated, became Republican just so he could have this position as sheriff. There's a lot of information out there. There's a lot of stuff that's interesting to know. And we're going to talk about it. Hopefully we will have live on the show or some behind the scenes. Again, sign up for premium membership. And it's going to be only like 99 cents a month. Premium membership allows you access for a lot of freebies, giveaways, personal interactions, Zoom calls. If we have enough time, we're going to do Zoom calls. And that means you'll have a chance to interact. And premium, the other cameras go along with me everywhere I am. I have investigative interns and investigative journalists and a retired law enforcement person that travel with me everywhere we're going. because we're working all the time, and I don't want somebody crazy and stupid to try to hurt me and my family or something. So, and anyway, news happens everywhere, right? I mean, you're driving in a car, poof, some news happened. So we have cameras and audio and people everywhere we're going. So my premium members, for 99 cents, you will get to see a whole lot of other cool stuff that everybody else will not see. Now, if you're on Facebook for the show or whatever, there will be, what do they call it? And YouTube will have some, what do they call it? A reel, little thing, a reel, or a short. I don't know, I'm learning this stuff. There will be little, from the all these other cameras, there will be little shorts and reels and et cetera. But my premium members, my people for 99 cents, you guys will have access to pretty much all the stuff. You'll also be able to listen to the show anytime you want. You'll be able to listen to some of the other shows that I'm producing part of, you know, like Let's Talk Legal and stuff like that, Chappie's Corner, the kids show, where we're going to talk about child abuse and neglect, and we're going to talk about child safety stuff and things like that. The doctor's going to tell you good practices, et cetera. So I don't want to go on too much. Do you have anything else to say?
I just want to say hello to my fans. And thank you for the opportunity.
Giving your information for find you on Facebook.
Oh yeah, you can find me on Facebook, Bianca C Official. Follow me on my page. I have everything else connected there for Instagram, YouTube, Facebook.
You'll have, and you're going to be attached to the website here, but
and I will be attached to the website. So thank you for that.
Now the pen's dying. Stay with me, people.
So just think of it, Bianca C, like the ocean, S-E-A, official. All right.
There it is, Bianca C, S-E-A.
There you go.
Bianca C. They, well, guess we're high tech here, people.
At Facebook.
I need to be like the guy, the architect from Fox. Oh, my God. Name slipping me. I watched you for a long time. He does the whiteboard. Oh, man. Someone call me out on that next week. He does his whiteboard. Okay. This is high tech.
But they'll look it up.
They'll probably know, but we don't have enough time. In my ear, they'll yell at me, and I'll get a phone call later that I'm stupid. Anyway, so yes, Bianca C, B-I-A-N-C-A, S-E-A like the ocean. Okay. You know what I noticed when we were doing stuff? People are posing as you now.
Everybody wants to be me.
Yeah, but, it's amazing. I don't know how these social media people allow.
Right, you know?
They had to change mine to a reel and stuff like that. I guess crazy. But anyway,
they could be replicas. You do but have two, the original though. Is always better.
You have two though. You have the two. She has one that is a Bianca C friend profile that you can friend request,
and the other one is
and the other one is a page that you like.
I have content. All videos.
And you do lives, right?
I do.
You do lives and communicate. Yeah, she actually did. Tell me about that little concert you did that went on for like 3 hours.
Oh,
yeah, like a minute. Talk fast, but you can do it.
Yeah, it's in South Carolina. I had fun, you know.
No, don't talk
Facebook.
About that. Yeah. Sorry, Facebook, because we had terms of service violation.
So
don't
many
re-mention
people
it.
People live. Watching me, so that was pretty
right. She
intense.
Did something kind of cool, and we threaded in some other artists in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and where else? Where's that?
The South and North Jersey.
I think we're going to be on location
North,
at Dollywood too.
York.
By the way, I think there's I got a film.
A lot of people.
But the show, I believe in you. We might be.
Oh,
hold on.
And also
we might actually be, it may happen, we might be in Dollywood later on in the year. I'll keep you up to breast on that.
Yeah.
And I'll be offering tickets to them.
Also, they said that a couple of Middle East, it reached Middle East a little too.
Oh, yeah. It reached the Middle East. Speaking of Middle East, you know what? We have a minute. And they're going to destroy me on the editing anyway. But I'm not a social media guru, but do us all a favor, okay? I don't know why, and fix this, Facebook, fix this. I don't know why somebody can just call you on your Facebook. It's a professional page. You're an artist. Why do people hit the call button and you're in a foreign country and it's like middle of the night? No one's going to answer that. That's the only time I'm... Are you trying to answer?
I'm not.
You're not going to get the real person. So no one's answering a Facebook phone call, all right? So I don't know why it's just
sorry,
irritating.
Sorry, fans. It's just like a little protective, but like...
I mean, yeah. I
if
just,
you try to call me, you're not calling me. You're calling my PR people, yeah. So...
Yeah. Bianca C. there is so much stuff going on here. We're actually, and you can call in next week, we're trying to talk her into doing a little more time on another show. We'll talk about some fashion and some other stuff. We might be talking to some people from other New Jersey shows.
Okay.
So I just sandbagged her, everybody, because she doesn't want to do it.
Oh, boy.
I was trying to sandbagged her. She told me, I don't want to do a show.
Oh, boy.
But I'm really sandbagging her. So everybody call and write in, because I want to throw her a show, something to talk about artists and stuff like that. Maybe you can offer some, people some singing and advice, Hit a really high note now. Do something really great now. Tell them about your breathing thing. Show them, because you can do some grand classes, whatever they call it.
All right.
Thank you. There you go. So we got to get her in. I know that she's going to be doing some, what are they called? Grandmaster? She's going to do some grandmaster classes for singing. I mean, you heard that. And you're going to hear her sing again, because we are apparently done with the show for today. So I just want to say thank you for being here on our first day. Please don't abandon us. It's going to get better. Not that it was bad today, but it's going to be more on point. There's going to be tons of information. The phones are going to be ringing live. We're just going to do so much stuff. Please sign up for the 99 cents. It's 99 cents for a month, but you'll get to see all some behind the scenes stuff. You'd be surprised how many confrontations happen all over the place during the rest of the week. You'll get to see that. You'll get to have direct emails. There will be an online store for the Hostile Zone. And I want everybody to know the Hostile Zone store will be making donations to very, very important nonprofits that we find to be very worthy. I have a big thing for children and human trafficking victims and victims of domestic assault, children that have come up through the criminal justice system or the welfare system. We're going to be doing that. So we're going to load up. We're looking for additional vendors and contractors. So please reach out to the station if you want to help stock the store for the Hostile Zone, because we will be doing some great things for people. So with that said, remember this. Treat others kind and with respect. Treat your family with even more respect. And always, always love your country. Let them hear it.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets rang grand, the bombs bursting, Gabriel through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
With that said, I got nothing else I can say. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. See you next week. We're out here at the Hostile Zone. Done.
Use your voice tonight. He hears you. Use your voice. Let it be heard. Use your voice tonight. He hears you. Use your voice.
Thank you for listening to the Hostile Zone, because in Sinatti's Zone, I hear everything, everywhere. For everyone else, see you next Monday for more Outrageous Talk, where we pull back the curtain and hold no punches. From me to you, have a great week. And remember, everyone, treat others kind, treat your family kinder, and always love our country.